So here's what we're going to do today. We've got about 50 minutes. We're starting a little late, but almost an hour. We're going to do a little bit of work today. Get some pencil on paper, and we're going to start developing at least the beginnings of what could be a strategy for you. Okay? So we've talked over the last couple hours about the good, the bad, the ugly, some tactics maybe. I was talking to a couple about different tools that we can use. We mentioned some software platforms at the beginning. I'm going to put all of that material, give it to Steve. He'll make it accessible to you all to look at the research, to maybe investigate some of the platforms that we mentioned, to maybe look at the hashtags. I know some of you are interested in that. So we're going to get that material to you all somehow. Okay, Steve Autry can do that. I was also talking to someone about different tools. You know, like what tools do we need to be successful in live streaming? You know, do we need a big expensive camera? Do we need big expensive computers? And I realized that in this room, there's a varied level of exposure to social media. The answer to that question largely is that the great thing about the digital era is that we don't have to have a lot of expensive equipment to do some really cool stuff. This right here can do just about everything that you need. Okay? This right here is your camera for live streaming, for example. You can manage essentially all of your social media accounts, I think a lot of us know, with this device right here. So we don't need a lot of high-tech equipment. A lot of the things that you already have are good enough. Now, if you're wanting to invest more and you want some higher-end cameras and you want to take more professional photographs or videos, if you want to hire out people to do some more professional videos, well, then that's a different story. But the great thing about the digital era is that much of what we need to be successful in our social media campaigns is in our back pocket, quite literally. So if you've got some specific things you want to do, and maybe today as we start writing some things down, if you have some specific things you want to do, some specific campaigns, and you don't know about the tools needed to make that happen, then we can talk about that, okay? But today what I want to do is I want to get us started on writing some things down for a strategy, okay? I believe that this is the most important thing that we can do. At the very beginning of the first session, the first cartoon that we showed was some folks sitting around a boardroom saying, why hasn't social media magically made everything better? Okay? Well, it doesn't magically make everything better. We have to be strategic about it. We have to have a plan for it. And so that's what I want us to do today. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take some time and just have you, you can talk with the people next to you if you're with somebody that you're with, or you can work individually, whatever you want to do. But we're going to work through some pieces of this, and then after we take a few minutes on each one, we're going to maybe share some things that we wrote down, okay? Maybe give each other some ideas. But the way we have this divided is this, creating the social media strategy in 6 steps. All right, and so the 6 steps are these. We want to identify some important considerations, some important factors, like our audience, our purpose, and some key messages that we want to create. So we're going to do that in just a moment. We're going to do a quick audit and research. We're going to think about what we're already doing, what's working, what's not working, what tools we have at our disposal, what other people are doing. All right, we're going to do a little research. And then after doing those 2 things, we're going to establish some goals. All right, what are some goals that we have? Maybe we'll just do 3 today. Maybe you'll just get 1 today. That's fine. But what are some goals that you want to have? And then the next step is to create some engaging content. We're not going to create any content in here today, but we'll talk about maybe some ideas that we have, and we already have talked about some ideas. And then we're going to build a calendar, okay? And we're going to start with just kind of thinking weekly, and then we can plug that into a monthly calendar, all right? And then finally, the last step, and we won't do this today, but and that is analyzing. We've talked about that already. using the analytics that are built in, that are native to our social media platforms, and seeing how we're doing with engagement. Are we connecting with our audiences the way that we want? Are we meeting the goals that we have? So those are the six steps, generally speaking, that I would recommend for us as we think about creating a strategy. So today, that's what we're going to do. And so first of all, I want to give you 5-6 minutes or so to start thinking about, start identifying these first three factors that are on your sheet. Okay? I want you to first identify and write down a mission statement for your use of social media. You know, a lot of times what we do is we jump right into just creating content and putting it out there with no real mission in mind. So if we can craft a mission statement, just like any organization has, if we can craft a mission statement for our use of social media, it might guide what we do, okay? So I want us to work on crafting a mission statement. Related to that, I want us to identify our audiences, okay? Be real specific. Think about who they are, where they are maybe, their age, their demographics, okay? Let's start there, all right? And then we can look at some key messages in a little bit. But let's start there. Let's see if we can write down a good purpose statement and then start figuring out our audience, okay? So let's take 5 or 6 minutes. You can talk to your neighbor if you want, and then we'll get back together in just a minute. Every good mission statement should start with two, right? So maybe you want to start there. Two something. Why do we want to use it? Maybe you want to refer back to things we've talked about already. See, lots of writing happening. That's great. Let's take another minute or two as we think about purpose statement and our audiences. Let's take a couple minutes and maybe hear from some of you. All right? I want this to be sort of interactive because I think what is most helpful is for you to maybe hear what some other people are thinking about. Okay? And so, who in any class that I would teach with undergrads, this would be the worst part, okay? Volunteering to read something that you have written, okay? And that maybe is universally true. But let's see. Who would be willing? Who would say, okay, I feel like I've got a good mission statement. I feel like a good purpose statement. I feel good about it. I wouldn't mind sharing it. Who would like to share their purpose statement? Okay, go ahead.
I don't know that it's good.
That's fine, yeah.
To inform and educate the public of our services to those in need and to give opportunities for involvement in the ministry through volunteering, gifts, donations, and prayers.
Okay, all right, very good. So you have covered pretty much all of them right there. All the main things that we've talked about today that social media can do for us, which is great, all right? And that is awareness, right? Getting them involved, whether it be volunteering or being foster parents or whatever, or giving funds, okay? Giving of their resources, all right? So very good, all right? Very good. One that encompasses all aspects of what we hope to do. Writing down a purpose statement is important, because a purpose statement guides our activities, all right? We're not just randomly posting, but we have a reason to do so, okay? Good job. Thank you. Anybody else have a purpose statement that they'd be willing to share? Everybody liked yours. Okay, that's good. That's good.
It kind of went all
together. Okay, all right. You liked how hers all went together? Yeah. Okay, it was good. Yeah, everybody needs that purpose statement. Okay. Okay, good. What about audience? What about audience? Where are your audiences? Do you know that? Do you have an idea of where they are, their demographics, who you're trying to reach? I'm interested in that to hear from you because I don't know the answer to that. And for some of you, it may be different than others. So what did you write down for your audiences? Yeah.
Like our audience was those who have a heart for ministry.
Okay.
What we've realized outside of social media is college students who come and pick up sticks on our campus have a heart for us in the long run.
Absolutely.
Versus people who are well off and give us a lot of money have a heart. But age is not a defining criteria of it. It's we're trying to align as quickly as possible to people that would come out with a heart, whatever their story.
Okay.
What we do.
Where do you connect with, let's say, college students for a minute? Where do you connect with college students? Do you connect with them? Are they local? Do they come as part of mission trips from other areas?
Yeah, there would be local universities in southwestern Ohio that come.
Okay.
Like a college minister gathered them, and they come out annually.
Okay.
And then speaking in churches, there's potential for that.
Okay.
But you've got to reach them in maybe a little different way.
Sure.
Other age groups in the churches that are there.
Right. So one of the ways maybe that we could reach them is through what we've been talking about today, through digital means, right? Have you noticed the ability that you have to connect with that age group through social media? And if so, how have you been able to do that?
We're doing a poor job of that. We've been more effective than having them pick up sticks than through social media, but that's only a once a year thing.
Right. Yeah.
And if they came,
yeah.
You know. So that's why I'm in the room.
Right.
How do we not just do it?
One time a year picking up sticks, right.
Yeah.
Because they have a heart for your work. So being able to demonstrate for them on social media, connect with them, to show them what you're doing and also how they can be involved with it is very valuable, okay? And so thinking about how you can do that through perhaps Instagram, okay? Knowing what we know about Instagram and its population, the fact that it skews younger, most college students are on it, that's where they go to scroll and to see things. That may be a place that you can connect with them, okay? And to do exactly what you just said. And that is not necessarily to raise funds from them, although that's great if you could, but to connect them with opportunities to be involved. That's what college students are looking for. So that's really good. Yes?
What do you do when you feel like you have too many people for your audience? Like, you can't ever focus on... Do you just take time out and, like, focus on one group at a time, or do you just go all over the place all the time? Because, I'll just give you an example. So ours are birth mother supporters, churches, adoptive parents, foster parents, counseling clients.
It's great. Those are all your audiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, you know, you're not going to have, so, you know, one might think, well, we would have a social media account for all of them. Okay, well, obviously that's not going to happen. So, yes, what you want to do is you want to, in your planning, you want to think about each of those audiences and schedule content that directly speaks to that particular audience once in a while. You don't have to speak to one every day, but if you have a week of planning and you can speak to, you know, three or four or five different audiences throughout that week, based on whatever their needs are, then that would be beneficial, okay? I don't think you have to speak to each audience every single week. I mean, I guess all the content you have is going to speak to everybody in some way. But there are certain messages, which is what we're getting to next, there are certain messages that we have that we want each group to know about. And so we would think about in a week or in a month, what content are we providing that speaks directly to this audience? Are we meeting their needs in terms of their interests in us? So that's a very good question, which is going to lead us to these key messages next. Okay. So let's do that. Let's do that. Let's keep moving. What are those key messages? And some of you I see have written things down already. That's great. What are some key messages that you want to communicate through your social media channels? These are messages that in every post you should communicate at least one of these messages, okay? So what are key messages that you want to communicate? Maybe there's just three that you want to write down right now. Let's take a few minutes and write down some key messages, and then we'll hear what some of those are. Okay, several of you are still writing. That's great. I'm learning so much as I talk to people. I'm curious, what are some key messages that you all, your organizations, your agencies, that you want to communicate via social media? Let's talk about those for a minute. Who wants to share one? A key message that you believe is important. It's what you do, and you want to make sure you communicate that in your social media posts. Don't be shy. Who's got a key message? Good.
We want our vision, our mission, values to be articulated in the social media posts. So we want them to have a little bit of a flavor of our culture as an organization and coming through some of our stuff.
What does that look like exactly? How are you doing that already?
So, you know, our vision is transformation through love, and we have a couple of platforms of service between residential and retreat centers. And so, you know, we want to engage everybody at a level where there's an intentional love that's taking place. So we want pictures, we want the language to be able to reflect, you know, some action-oriented piece where somebody can be involved in a tangible way.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Yes, ma'am.
We help children and families who need help.
Okay.
In one way or another.
Is that a tagline for you all? But it's where you, it's what you put on almost all of your social media posts?
What we do, when we put stuff on there, we say this happened to help children and families.
Gotcha. Good.
These people gave this to children and families.
Yeah. And I think that, I think those key messages are, I mean, obviously they're important. They're important for any organization. As I get to know you all more, I think those key messages are uniquely important for a lot of you because you have so many aspects of work that you do that I think sometimes messages can be mixed. I will give you an example. There are several agencies in here that still have children's home in their name, right? But they aren't actually a live-in facility, or at least that's not the primary work that they do anymore. And so I know, because I've talked to several of you about this, that there's, you know, efforts to either rename that or you have renamed that and you're trying to, you know, get that brand, change that brand so people know what it is you're doing. So those key messages about what it is you do and what you want people to know you do is really important, perhaps uniquely important. For you all, because you do so many different things. So helping families is a great but broad statement, okay? Are there other key messages that you all wrote down that you know you want your people, your audiences to know about you?
Want them to know how, like, they're changing lives.
Okay.
I just gotta be showing that if they're following us, if they're donating to us, whatever, that someone.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right, good. So the audiences that you're connecting with, you want them to know that their engagement with you, whatever that looks like, they are helping families. They're helping children. Yeah, okay. That's good. That's very important to see how, again, their contributions are making a difference. Okay, good, good. Those key messages are really, really important. So we may not get them perfectly today, but what I'm challenging you to do is to think about them as you leave here. We will not be successful at any sort of communication unless we know specifically what it is we're communicating, okay? What those messages are. So we're gonna keep thinking about those, and you've written some things down, which is great. What I wanna do next is I want us to think about what we're already doing, and we've kind of talked about this a little bit, but I want you to take a few minutes maybe, take your phone out if you want to, scroll through your social media that you're using with your agency or organization, and just take an inventory, maybe over the last month, just scroll through real quick. What kind of posts, in fact, I've written them down here. What social media accounts are you using? Are you just using one? Are you using three, four? How often do you post? Maybe take a look at that. What types of content are you posting? Are you focusing on fundraising efforts? Are you focusing on events? Are you focusing on volunteers? What type of media are you using? Are you using photos or videos or graphics or just text? How is your audience engaging your content? Are you getting likes? Are you getting shares, retweets? Are you getting comments? Do a quick audit of yourself, and you can do this in greater detail later, but even now, just doing a quick audit. Yes, ma'am.
What's up? So you know, I'm not young enough to know the proper terminology, but like, what's a good amount of likes or shares or comments? Like, what are you looking for?
I'm not looking for anything.
Not you, but like, what am I looking for?
Yeah. Well, that varies so much, and I don't want us to get too caught up in likes and comments because that doesn't tell us everything we need to know. However, you know, obviously it's important to us. It's going to depend on your followership. If you've got 500 followers and every post you post gets, you know, 50 likes, that's pretty good, okay? You know, 10% is pretty good. 10% of your followership liking something is pretty good. So I'm not really concerned about that. What I'm mostly concerned about is that you have an idea of trends, maybe. What are people liking more of? You know, that might tell you something. But doing that quick audit will give you an idea of what you're already doing and maybe if it's successful, however we're defining that right now. Maybe we're defining it by engagement, how many people like something. Maybe we're defining it by other metrics that you have built in, like how many people viewed it, okay? The other thing that you can do as well, and I'm going to hear back from you in just a moment, but the other thing I would encourage you to do as well, and we won't take time to do this today, but it's to look at other organizations, okay, and see what they're doing, see what success they're having in terms of engagement, see what kind of content they're producing. That will spark ideas, of course. So while we won't spend time on that today, I do think that's an important consideration. So a bunch of you have scrolled through. Give me some feedback. What are you seeing? What kind of content are you posting? What kind of... You did a quick content analysis, basically. What do you see? Yeah?
Well, so we had a break-in, or not a break-in, but actually someone came out and shot out our windows at our school with a BB gun a few months ago.
Okay.
So
sorry about that.
It was sad. It was not sad for the marketing person, though, because we got the, I got the news to come out, and we got 1,800 likes in one day for the story or whatever. So I was not mad at him. I did not do it, but I was not mad at him. But anyways.
1,800 likes on a post that you made?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then the news came out in a story. So
negative
sure.
Isn't bad.
No.
It's not bad.
No. That's the first rule of public relations,
and
is that all coverage is good coverage.
We got a check from an organization in town that helps with recovering drug addicts. The residents of that facility actually raised money to repair our windows and sent us a check just because they felt bad for it, which was awesome.
Sure,
but,
yeah.
But it was cool because we got to work with another organization and just partner up with them.
Yeah. Okay, that is good. What else are you seeing? Other trends that you're seeing in your postings? Are you posting the same kind of content all the time? Is it different? I'm just curious about what you're seeing. Is it mostly a certain social media platform?
It's ours is like a billboard almost, telling about services, reminding people about when to call.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Which I think is probably most of us, all right? That's mostly what most of us are probably doing.
It doesn't do what we want it to do.
But it doesn't do what we want it to do, exactly. So that's going to be the next step. So we're kind of looking at what are we doing?
No wonder it's not.
And that's right. And we're thinking, we can do more than this. We can do better than this. Maybe not more, but we can do better than this, okay? So taking inventory of where you are is an important step, and also researching what others are doing who are like you, all right? So the next thing that we want to do is we want to establish some goals, all right? So we want to say, okay, I know my purpose. I know what I want it to be. I know who my audience is. I know basically what we've been doing. I know what I like about what I've been doing. I know how it's fit our purpose. I know how it hasn't fit our purpose. I know that it's been successful maybe in these ways and not successful in these ways. So now I want to set some new goals, okay? So I want you to think about some goals that you would like to create for the next maybe 6 months, okay, or maybe a year. Three measurable goals. Maybe they have to do with engagement, like increasing the number of shares you get or increasing the number of likes, if that's of value. Maybe it's we want to raise this much money in a campaign using exclusively or at least mostly social media. What are some goals that you want to create for yourself, for your organization's social media use, over the next maybe 6 months, maybe even a year? Let's take a few minutes to write some down, and then we'll maybe hear some of your goals. Okay, I'm going
to
stop you there for a minute. Measurable goals, very important. Again, if we don't have a plan, we won't be successful. So, what's a measurable goal maybe that you have for the next 6 months, year, whatever? What's a measurable goal? Somebody tell us one. Somebody inspire us with a measurable goal.
Add a donate button.
Okay. That's a very measurable goal. Absolutely. Add a donate button. You either do it or you don't.
Well,
okay?
You know, I really don't like, I just was telling them, I don't like losing money to gain money. And that sometimes the online stuff feels like, even if it's a percentage, it irritates me. I just want to check. I really want cash. I don't want to lose a couple, I don't want to lose 50
right.
cents.
Sure. You don't want to pay $100 to gain $500.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, get that.
Every time we do it, we just move over.
Yes. Well.
And then there's the sweet man who used to send me $5 cash, and my heart would be like, oh, because that's what he had. It's beautiful. So, getting over myself.
Yeah.
That's how that's been.
That is, it's very measurable. Okay, so adding a donate button is very measurable, and you can actually have, that could be a goal for tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. I'm not going to work tomorrow.
Okay, all right. Goal for Thursday. That's good. All right, that's good. That's very practical. All right. What else? What's another one? What's a measurable goal that we have for ourselves? Inspire us. What's that?
Increase the number of posts. It seems like we, as I was looking through ours, we're only posting.
Good.
And I think there needs to be more of a presence.
Yeah, perfect. That's a very measurable goal. It's a very good goal, all right? And a quick little audit told you that, all right? We could be doing a little bit more. So, yeah, that's good. We're going to talk in just a minute about what could we be doing, okay? That'll be the next thing. But that's a great measurable goal. We want to increase our number of postings, okay? Maybe some of you wrote, okay, we do post quite a bit, but it's always the same kind of content. We want to do something different. We want to post, you know, two videos a week, I don't know, or one video a week, or three videos a month over the next month, or whatever. So having those measurable goals after you've kind of taken an audit of what you've been doing is really helpful. Let's do one more. Somebody inspire us with a goal.
Getting everybody on the same page that's posting something.
Okay.
This person is posting Facebook, but we have, like, some of our house parents are posting individual on their personal pages things about their job and things about what they're doing, so we're thinking maybe creating hashtags that everybody's going to use the same hashtag all the time.
Beautiful. Okay, good. And that also speaks to the voice, right? You've got all these different people who are speaking for you, which is wonderful, okay? But especially those who are speaking on an, in an official capacity for you, making sure that everybody is aware of the purpose, the goals, the messages that we want to convey. And then once we know that, a voice will develop out of that and making sure everybody has the same voice. With others who are not directly connected with you, like house parents, is that what you said? Others who are connected to you but aren't officially connected to you, you don't have as much control over them, and that's okay. They are going to be more organic. They're going to be more conversational. Their testimonies are very valuable. So let them do what they do. Okay. Within reason, obviously. But let them do what they do. Okay. But yeah, so what we talked about in the first session, that challenge of messaging and making sure that we all have the same voice and stick to the same message. Well, we don't even know what that is until we write them down. And so, perhaps this will lead you to get those written down if we haven't already, so that everybody can be on that same page. That's really good. Okay.
I think I would start an awareness campaign of, like, front doors, of our doors, that once you walk through what happens on the other side of them, like hospitals.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Her house, my house.
So a campaign about doors and what happens on the other side of the door when you walk in. Yeah, because everybody, every single day who's connected with you walks through a door, and there is a story to be told on the other side. So it's beautiful, okay? It's great. That's a great campaign. How long does the campaign need to be?
Yeah.
I mean, you could do it for as long as... There is a time when people become tired of something.
Yeah.
So I would say a campaign like that could probably go a couple few weeks, would be suitable. You know, I've seen a lot of campaigns like that that are really successful. And then after, 2 or 3 weeks, people are like, okay, we've seen this. Yeah. So keeping it fresh, keeping it new, keep people wanting more, you know. If you have a campaign that's successful and you cut it off after 2 weeks and people are still really interested in it and kind of wondering where it went, that's a good thing, okay? Then you could either start it back up later or you could do something different because you've got a captive audience. So it's good. Good goal. That leads us to creating the content. Now, we're not going to create any content in here today, but what we can do are talk about ideas like that, all right? So this is kind of the fun part. Unfortunately, this is where most people just go automatically, all right? And that is, let's just start creating content without a real plan or structure. But this is the fun part, and it's why we do it, okay? So what I want you to do now is take a few minutes. We don't have a ton of time left, but take a few minutes, and I want you to think, talk with each other about some ideas that you had. Perfect idea about the Dora campaign. Okay, what other ideas have you been thinking about over the last couple hours today? What things have jumped into your mind? So think about that. Maybe talk with a friend who's sitting next to you if you want, and then we'll come back and maybe hear some of the ideas. Content ideas that help you communicate those messages that we've been discussing. Take a few minutes, write them down. Okay. It's almost time for us to go, so I'm interested in some of the ideas that you have. We had a great campaign idea about doors. I love that. What else? What are other content ideas that maybe today, over the last couple few hours, you've been thinking about and you think, all right, here's something that we really, this is a plan. This is what we're going to do. Let's hear about some of those. Don't be shy. Let's inspire each other. Who's going to inspire us?
We were going to do some of the actual people that receive services and to do a video of their experience. And
okay. Give me an example of those people.
Why I'm here. We have a feeding organization, and we feed 25,000 people a year, and they receive food, either a box and or a hot meal. And it's
perfect.
Also seniors, and there's four different groups of people that receive food.
Okay.
It's all volunteer.
Yeah.
So mostly we try to use this to raise money. But,
right.
To get the heart of it, we've never done an interview with somebody that receives.
Okay.
Who received? Older ladies.
Yeah. So getting their permission to tell their story and then sitting down with them, interviewing them or telling their story in some way using a visual, either a photograph or a video itself.
Short.
Short video, nothing more than 3 minutes, okay, would be my recommendation. That's great, okay, that's perfect. That's what we do. We help people. And so we want to tell those stories about how people have been, we want to tell those redemptive stories, okay? And so that's good. I like it. What else? What's another one?
I did one on why what motivates my workers to come to work every day.
Perfect.
My kids are really boring and I was like, look, I said that. I know we between Christmas and New Year's when nobody works.
Okay.
We did.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Here's a reason why you come to work.
Okay. Yeah. Here's a reason why we come to work. You know, all of us work in fields, in jobs where what we do matters. I mean, everybody works in a job that matters. We work in jobs where, in roles where we are changing people's lives quite literally. We have that opportunity. And so, yeah, what gets us out of bed in the morning? You know, what? Of course they do. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. They want people who are excited to be there, who are excited to be a blessing. Okay, it's good. We talked about, I just got an email from Hardy, and it made me think about what we've been talking about today. Apparently, April 24th is Denim Day. And so the university is inviting everyone to wear jeans on, this is from the Human Resources Office. I don't really have a problem with wearing jeans all the time, as you may have noticed. But it's, yeah, recognition of Denim Day. So that just reminded me of how there are days and months, as we said, dedicated to many things. So what can you connect to, all right? It might be worth your time to explore that a little bit and to say, you know, on these days throughout the year, we're going to do a post specifically about this because people are thinking about this, whatever this is, okay? Denim Day or whatever. That also speaks to recurring themes. I'm interested in any recurring posting or theme that you all might have thought about today that you might do. We talked about, was it Fire Safety Fridays or something like that? I think that the, I can't remember what group, I was thinking it was the Red Cross, but that doesn't sound right. But what are there any recurring themes that you all can plug into each week? You know, you can do this on a Tuesday or a Thursday or whatever. Have you all thought about that? I challenge you to think about that. Okay, you have? Yeah.
Yeah, we actually are building a cottage, and we've had a lot of interest in how is the cottage coming along. So we were just discussing maybe we should do a weekly post, like a live stream or video, of where is our cottage built at. Because it's
beautiful.
Not going to be done till the fall.
Right.
So there's quite a few weeks there.
That's beautiful. Okay. You don't have to do it every day, but you can do updates, and people can see improvements, and that's exciting, and you can tell your story through the building of that cottage.
Yeah.
Y'all were thinking about something similar?
Oh, we did that with the playground renovation.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
But we were talking about our organization is three causes, one mission. Children and families, obviously, but we have three causes. We thought we could do a weekly campaign for 3 weeks and highlight each of those three causes: residential homes, adoptive homes, and single parent homes.
Good, yeah.
Just highlight it with whatever content, pictures, videos, stories that we can do.
I love it.
Something like that.
Okay.
Something that we do regularly on our Facebook they really seem to like, and because we're private placement, we're able to, we have permission to use the kids' pictures, things like that. But we put up birthdays.
Good.
And milestones in our organization.
Right.
Someone who's worked there a long time, a work anniversary or something like that.
So, yeah.
I'm amazed at the response to the conversations, you know, where people get on, thank you for your service, or
right.
Happy birthday, Abraham, or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
We love posts about people. Okay? And that's a very valuable point to make.
It doesn't matter whether it's the kids or your staff.
No, it doesn't. It's about people who are doing good. Yeah. And so we love that. People love that. So promoting an event is important, but it's going to get fewer likes than a feature on a person who's connected to you. All right? And so we love posts about people. And so I would encourage you to think about that. So as we close today, you have a calendar there. We didn't get to that part. But I would challenge you to use what you've written so far and insert it into a calendar and begin to have a plan and a strategy for the future. You all, as we said at the very beginning of this, you all are in a unique position. You have a mission that everyone can grab a hold of. No one disagrees with your mission. You have a story to tell that is meaningful and beautiful. And you have some outlets to tell that story. And one of those outlets is through social media. And I challenge you, I hope that some of the things we've talked about today, some of the things you've thought about today, maybe articulating some things in writing today, will spur you on to continue to tell your story in more effective ways through social media. So thanks for being a part of this, and it was good to be with y'all.